8:15, Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL, Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Well, it is Distracted Driving Week, and bringing awareness to that issue that's probably grown over the years with the electronic devices we have now. But those are not the only things that cause these things. As Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joins us this morning. Good morning again, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Well, before we get to that, with a question we kind of had talking about this situation in Tennessee, the kid from Morton that shot these people. And last August, the Secret Service had arrested him. He had gone to the White House, gotten into a restricted area. And so because of that, he lost his Illinois FOID card. And so apparently the Tazewell County Sheriff's Office served the notice that,
yes.
Hey, told the father, we won't confiscate the guns if you make sure he does not have access.
Right.
Father promised that. Now the father has apparently admitted, and this has been on the national news, he apparently has admitted that not only did he give him access, he actually gave the weapons back. So will there be some culpability on his part, more than likely, if that's in fact the case?
I would say definitely there should be. And a lot of times on those orders, it will specify if you have a father, mother, or, you know, a brother, sister that you feel comfortable and also has an FOID card, they can take possession of those guns, but does not say that they're allowed to return them.
Yeah, yeah. And you said sometimes there's a time limit, but, this just happened last August, so you'd think that time probably had not passed by
Correct.
Now. So, okay, wow. So that's a whole crazy thing. All right, so distracted driving, it's such an issue, and it's everyone. Maybe worse with teens, because we talked about this when the whole school shooting thing and the protest came up. I was like, okay, if this is truly only about kids dying, why are we not talking about distracted driving? Because it comes down to about, 11 teens every single day dying due to texting. Just
that's right.
That. That's not
right.
Counting everything else that we do in our cars. But when we're talking distracted driving, we're not talking only about cell phones, though.
No. You know, how many times as a parent have you turned around and said something to your child in the back seat?
Right.
Even though that's 2 or 3 seconds away from concentrating on the road, those 2 or 3 seconds can be deadly.
Yeah, absolutely. Because in that time, if you're going, 70, you're traveling how many?
Oh,
it's like a football field, basically, or
yes,
more?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a lot of distance you're covering while not watching the road.
Yeah.
Eating, especially eating sloppy food.
Yeah,
I mean, you're trying to eat a Chicago house style hot dog, or I guess there are some things you can have a hand on the wheel and still be able to eat that's not sloppy. But
I always think back when I was out in Washington D.C. working. Typically, every morning you would see people driving by reading the newspaper. The one that really slayed me was the lady driver that was putting her makeup on, and that's a scary idea. And that was back before, the cell phone usage was that great and everything else. But now with the cell phones, it just enhances the problem that lies ahead.
That's what I kind of thought, because I was thinking back then, and the newspaper was one, books, we've all seen that. But and back in the day, maps.
Yeah.
Before,
yes.
All the electronics.
Yeah.
Well, now add to that, trying to program those electronic devices for like your GPS while you're driving. There are cars that don't allow you to do that. You have to be stationary and in park.
Right. I think most cars, most newer models,
the newer ones,
that
yeah.
way. Yes.
But those that aren't, and mine's one of those that's not. But I mean, the good thing is I can do mine all by voice. Same with like the phone too.
Right.
So
right.
Okay, the law in Illinois specifically with cell phones and talking on your cell phone, if you have hands free, like with a Bluetooth. Is it okay other than a construction zone?
Construction and school zone.
Okay, schools as well. Okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. No, and I still, and I'm sure you see it. I'm sure your department sees it. I'm sure the city sees it. I'm sure the state police see it and other counties that having that cell phone on your ear, it's like people, it's been the law for how long now?
Oh, it's been for several years.
Yeah, but people just don't seem to care.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And, I guess what I look at, there was a period of time where you didn't see that much cell phone usage, or at least they were hiding it when they saw a squad car coming up.
Right.
Now it's just blatantly. The cell phone is up to their ear and they're talking. And I don't know what's prompted that. What's prompted from going from at least minimal seeing that being done to what it is today, where you can't drive a block without seeing someone with a cell phone.
And maybe it's the fact, I don't know that it was talked about. It's like, well, that's not what we're looking for. We're not pulling you over for that. But that's starting to change, though.
Oh, yeah. It's changing. And I think that the public has that preconceived idea was that back when this was initiated, law enforcement could not stop you just for the purpose of the usage of a cell phone. And then that changed eventually over 2 or 3 years. Whereas now it's just strictly hands off. And your voice and go from there. And again, you know, a lot of your newer vehicles have that capability where you sit down and turn it on and the cell phone automatically goes, which is a great idea. But there's too many people out there that are driving with that cell phone affixed to their ear.
Yeah, and the thing is with the Bluetooth, I mean, if you don't know, yeah, you can do everything. You can, hey, call, you know, what if you have a program of mom, call sheriff, whatever,
yes.
You know,
yes.
But, you know, think, okay, well, it's not necessarily the talking. It is the looking down to try to dial it, which is no different than texting. And
right.
And then it's like, okay, well, if you're going to do that, why don't you have it on speakerphone and laying on your lap or something rather than up to your ear?
Yeah.
That's another one I've
yeah.
never have figured out. If you're
And for as long as it takes me to text, I'd be going 2 or 3 miles before right.
well,
I
yeah,
get something
that's,
done.
That's me, too. That's me also. That is like, yeah, it's like But there's the one, and I know we've all come across this, and I was talking about this earlier, that you're coming up behind somebody on the interstate, and you just see them, you know, swerve a little bit. They're staying, for the most part, staying in their lane, swerving a little bit. It's like, okay, they're not drunk. They're on they're texting.
Yeah.
And you get up next to them, and like, sure enough, look, they'll look up at you and then look back down at their phone.
That's right.
Make sure you're not a cop, and then they start, it's
yeah.
like, really?
Yeah.
Going 70, 75, 80 miles an hour.
And those individuals, you know, and you've heard me say this before, the hardest job in law enforcement is going to mom and dad and saying their child has just been killed. So those individuals that continually abuse the use of the cell phone illegally, they need to accompany to the cops when they go to somebody's house.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that is a great idea. Talk about some other stats you have to do with the distracted driving. Anything in particular that...
I think last year for Illinois, there was over 18,000 warnings/tickets that were issued. I think this year it's going to be greater because I think the number of agencies that are participating, it'd be easier to say which ones are not as opposed to which ones are. So I think that reflects law enforcement's attitude, idea towards distracted driving. You know, and again, it's that time of the year where farmers are starting to get out in the field. And you're on a rural road, you're obeying the speed limit, you're doing everything legal with the exception of that cell phone, and all of a sudden you go over the crest of a hill and there's a disc or a planter with anhydrous tank and
you're losing that battle.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, yeah. And then right now locally with 34 shut down between here and Monmouth, all the traffic on 167 now, and again with it being planting season on top of that, that's going to be real dangerous.
Oh, it's going to be very dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, we've met with IDOT, expressed our concerns and what we can do, you know, and for us, there's not that much of the two-lane highway that we oversee
right.
because it's right on the county line. But
right.
I think that's going to be treacherous.
Yeah, absolutely. Knox County Sheriff David Clegg joining us. Distracted Driving Week, bringing awareness. So I don't know what the mentality, I don't know, you drive by somebody, you see it, do you report it? Because by the time, if I call and report it, you know, by the time you find this person, that call may be done or
right.
whatever, they're not texting. So
so
it's just a matter of law enforcement being on the lookout for it, I guess.
Correct. And all law enforcement, you know, we're working in conjunction with the Illinois Chiefs Association, Illinois Sheriff's Association, and several other civic groups that are supporting this.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, having the phone on your ear when you're driving, it's against the law, number one. It is against the law
yeah.
to be not be hands-free on your cell phone and your car. It has been for a while, but law enforcement is going to be cracking down. So with some of the other things like eating or what is the actual law? I mean, please don't do it, but what are the actual laws that apply?
You know, the only law that applies is towards the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the eating, you know, again, be responsible. You're responsible enough to have an Illinois driver's license. Let's show that by not eating. And I'll use myself. I've always hated eating while I'm driving. Now, I will drink coffee, But as far as actually chewing on a Hardee's burger, no, I don't. So, you know, there again, people have to be responsible and, more importantly, accountable for their action. And all too often, when you're investigating a car crash, you're going to find either a phone, they were distracted by talking to their children in the back seat, maybe an argument with a spouse or a friend that's in the car. And, you know, whether it's just 2 seconds, it can create a lot of harm.
And it's amazing with the technology. Automobiles have gotten safer. I mean, changing the radio station, you can do that on your, you know, without taking your hands off the wheel now.
Yeah.
So that's gotten safe. But still, you know, there are times it's still people, in an older car, you have to do it. But they've tried to make it as safe as possible.
Yes.
But there's just so many levels of it, so many different things. Like you said, kids in the back or, you know, talking with somebody or reaching over to, I mean, you know, turn the AC on or whatever. There's just, it only takes that split second.
That's right. Exactly. And you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, this is just a way to fund the law enforcement agencies. For one ticket, the amount of money that a sheriff's department or any law enforcement agency in Illinois receives doesn't even pay for the ticket that it was written on or the paper that it was written on. So it's not that we're going to become rolling in funds.
Right.
And it is strictly for the betterment of the citizens.
That's the one you always hear. Oh, well, it must be at the end of the month or they either got to make a quota or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
You know, they're not getting – and plus – you know, the whoever the officer or deputy is having to take the time to go to court for this later.
Right.
If the person wants to go to court. And
exactly.
It's like, it's not worth it in that respect. That's not the reason. The reason
That's
is
right.
to keep people safe on the road.
And a good example, last week, the deputies did a traffic detail. In 4 hours, they wrote 71 moving citations and 55 warning citations.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary figure for only 4 hours. And, you know, do I anticipate a greater number? Yes, I do. And even if it is just the cell phone usage, I think that's going to be greater than speeding.
Yeah, I mean, you want people safe. And we're not, you know, I mentioned the radio and things like that. You're not saying, don't turn the fan up or down or turn the AC on or off or don't change the station on your radio. Carefully. Make sure you're watching the road as much as possible and not taking, like you said, that 2 to 3 seconds that doesn't seem like a
That's
long
right.
time, but when you're going...
There's a time and a place for
right.
it. You
right.
You don't do it when it's bumper to bumper and you're doing 70 miles an hour.
Exactly.
And all too often we see that, too. So there's a time and a place to do what you need to get accomplished.
You know, I think we could spend probably hours, several segments on stats from teens and driving and different things. In fact, one I was looking at your the Knox County Sheriff Facebook page, and the risk of death with young passengers or for a 16, 17-year-old driving and the number of other young people in the car with them and how it increases or decreases with an adult in the car. And just it's pretty amazing stats. There's a lot of that out there, and you can go to the Facebook page and take a look and see some of these things and talk to your kids about it as well. If you're safe, number one, don't do it don't do it anyway, but when the kids are in the car, don't set that example.
Right.
But talk to your kids.
Right.
I think that's so huge.
And you know, when my daughter was just starting to learn how to drive, you know, what I told her was, you actually have a weapon that you're in control of, no differently than a gun. You know, it can potentially kill people. So, you know, I think in the past, many years later, she has always brought that up, that gave her some thought as far as getting behind that wheel. And I think if that would be taught in driver's ed, you've got a weapon, a 3,000-pound weapon that can do major damage not only to yourself, but the oncoming vehicle and or a pedestrian.
And that's the thing, and this isn't only teens but adults as well, the texting thing. Oh, I'm in the car by myself. If something happens, it'll just be me. Well, yeah, no, not necessarily.
That's right.
Right. And quite often we've seen that's not the case, that, yeah. You know, rear end somebody or go head on into somebody. It's just, it's not good.
No.
Distracted driving week. And again, law enforcement cracking down. And I think that's a good thing. And hey, just don't do it. You don't have to worry about it.
That's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Sheriff, you'd like to get to this morning when it comes to distracted driving?
I can't think of anything other than, everybody be safe.
Absolutely.
Whether we're out there or not.
Absolutely. That's the big thing. And you are going to be out there.
Yeah.
People know that.
That's right.
People know that. Sheriff, thank you so much. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you.